Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. National surveys reveal that most Americans pay less attention to a political candidate's character than to his performance. Can you imagine anyone saying, "But I'm not interested in whether or not a public official commits adultery or lies. It is his performance in office which counts." If a man or woman does not have character, what he or she has done in the past may have precious little to do with what he or she will do in the future. Maybe the person performed well because it was the expedient thing to do. But what if the political climate is different on other occasions? If a political candidate does not possess character, he may become a Richard Nixon or a Bob Packwood. The prophets and priests in Israel were corrupt to the core. They committed adultery, walked in lies, strengthened the hands of evildoers so that no one returned from his wickedness. Jeremiah 23:14. Did the behavior of the prophets and priests make any difference to God Almighty? Did he say, "These men are very capable administrators. Their character has nothing to do with their performance"? He said the immoral leaders reminded him of Sodom, and the inhabitants of Israel reminded him of Gomorrah. Does that sound like God was not concerned with the character issue? The ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were infamous, and are today, for the grossest kinds of behavior. In fact, their perverted sexual behavior led to their total destruction. Nobody except God in heaven even knows where the cities were located. Is anything taking place in Washington which reminds you of Sodom and Gomorrah? Judge Robert Bork has a new book with the title, Slouching Toward Sodom, which sheds a great amount of light on why God would be thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah as he sees the direction our land is going. Does it really matter to God when the rulers of a nation turn their backs on him and on his moral values? Can a nation expect to prosper when it commits all kinds of sin? Do you remember these words from King Solomon? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. We should also remember these words from King David. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 33:12. Do we believe we can flaunt the law of sowing and reaping? Betraying one's spouse by committing adultery is not only contrary to God's law, it is also a violation of the laws of the state. Frankly, I would not trust any man who committed adultery unless he repented of his sin and made it right with his wife and with God. In most states of our union, adultery is an indictable offense. Adulterers should be prosecuted, whether or not they are in or running for high political office. Besides, adulterers may contract sexually transmitted diseases such as syphilis, gonorrhea, and AIDS. I have documented cases of men who brought venereal diseases home to their wives. One man was divorced by his wife because of his adultery. He eventually wanted to come back to her, and she took him back. What she did not know that he was HIV positive. Now she is HIV positive. She will probably die because of his adulterous behavior. She said if she had known he had been engaging in bisexual activities, she would not have allowed him to come home. Adultery, my friends, can have serious physical consequences. It can also have eternal repercussions. How can we ever vote for a man who has continually committed sexual indiscretions? Please give prayerful thoughts to these matters. Our nation's stability and future are at stake. Thank you, and may God bless you.